when you said taco, it was beef. There wasn't a chicken, you know. Mm-hmm. They have branched out and got more choices into things.
But what about, I thought maybe the green enchiladas came from New Mexico.
Probably, they probably did.
What about chimichangas?
Well, I think that's around, somebody told me that came from the area around San Antonio.
I would guess that. Yeah, it seems like something they'd eat in San Antonio. Do you have a garden, like a vegetable garden?
Not here. When we lived in the Lower Valley, we did.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you grow?
Well, we were novices. We tried to grow everything. We made the garden too big. We got certain kinds of melons and cucumbers and whatnot all too close to each other, and they cross-pollinated.
Oh, no.
And made screwy things you couldn't eat.
That's interesting.
But, I mean, we had a lot of fun, but it's interesting when you're, you know, if you don't know what you're doing.
I didn't know you could do that. How fun. what are some of the crops that people grow in El Paso?
Well, of course, are you speaking commercially or as a hobby?
Yeah.
Well, commercially, cotton and alfalfa was the main crops. Many years ago, they did wheat and everything else. And then more recently, with the changes in markets and whatnot, vegetables and fruits. In other words, they've diversified. There was a time when the farmer didn't want to fool with anything but alfalfa and cotton, because mm-hmm. that's where they made their money. But then as time went on, they found out they had to rotate, and sometimes the markets were bad. Mm-hmm. And things like onions have been very successful, mm-hmm. but it's a high risk deal. They can make a killing one time on onions, and the next time they just have to plow them under, because it just depends on the market. The weather in California and everywhere else, but mm-hmm. who gets to market it there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't think that the onions out here are marketed as well as the onions in, say, Georgia.
No, that's right.
Well, what other kinds of vegetables do people grow in their gardens here?
Well, just a broad range. I mean, all things like carrots do well here, mm-hmm. radishes, some things like lettuce. Up around Las Cruces, they grow lettuce, but a home backyard gardener here would probably not do well with something like lettuce.
Every time we tried to grow lettuce, we had inchworms. Which are cute, but...
Tomatoes, sometimes you can have a great tomato crop by the time you're...
What are those little tomatoes called? What are they?
Cherry tomatoes? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had no experience with those, except to eat them.
Did you ever have fruit trees?
Have what?
Fruit trees.
We had a peach tree out here in the backyard that was fantastic. Just one lone peach tree. And we had to fight the birds from eating them. But we'd harvest the peaches and freeze them. And we'd have, you know, well into the winter, we'd have good, really good peaches.
What kind of peach was it? Was it the kind that the seed came out of easily?
Yeah, freestone.
What's the opposite kind of peach?
Cling.
What's in the middle of a peach?
The stone or the pit. Some people would call it a pit, some a stone.
Do you call it the stone or the pit?
I call it a stone.
Okay, how about in a cherry? What do you find?
Seeds.
What's in the middle of a peach stone? There's a little thing in the middle of it inside. What's that called? Do you know?
Man, I don't know.
Okay.
Now, you ought to be an expert on peaches.
Well, now I am. but you know what's funny about that is that the peaches that we get in Georgia, they're never ripe. You always have to put them in a bag.
Yeah, well, you would think that they would be ripe there.
Yeah, you'd think we'd have great peaches.
That they would sell locally, the ones that aren't going to make it to market.
They're big.
Yeah.
What do they call that yellow vegetable that you eat like this?
Squash? Oh, corn. Corn on the cob.
And what
roasting ears sometimes they're called.
Oh, you've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.